Woody Allen's latest movie is a lot of things that most Woody Allen films are not. It is set in London rather than New York. It stars mostly British actors, and it is not a comedy. But Bob Mondello says Match Point represents a return to form for the director.
Who'd have guessed that a drama about moral choices and luck, plain, blind luck, would turn out to be Woody Allen's most satisfying film in years? In the opening moment, we see a tennis ball whizzing back and forth across a net, and then hitting the top of the net and bouncing straight up. It could fall either way, but in agonizing slow motion, it falls backwards. A similar bounce ended the tournament career of a young, working-class tennis champion named Chris, but he figures he can still bounce upward in life by teaching tennis at an upper-crusty London club. He's befriended by one of his first pupils, a fellow named Tom, who invites him to a party on the family estate, where Chris spies a blonde actress playing table tennis.
So, who's my next victim?
I haven't played table tennis in quite a while.
Would you like to play for £1,000 a game?
What did I walk into?
He slams her serve.
What did I walk into?
So tell me, what's a beautiful young American ping pong player doing mingling amongst the British upper class?
At about that moment, in walks Tom, and the plot thickens.
Ah, there you are. I wanted to introduce you to Chris Wilton. Chris Wilton, this is Nola Rice, my fiancée.
Ah, so you're the tennis pro.
Hi, darling.
My pleasure.
He was trying to have his way with me over the table.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, you better watch out for this one. He's made a living out of hustling.
I'll be ready for you next time.
Oh, if only. With Nola spoken for, Chris falls into an affair with Tom's sister, and all four of them become more or less inseparable. Alas, he's still less interested in his girlfriend than he is in Tom's, and when an opportunity presents itself to be alone with her in a pouring rain out of sight of the others, he leaps at it.
I don't mean to intrude.
I need a drink.
I like you when you drink. You get flirtatious.
Do I?
Yeah. Confident.
I don't think this was a good idea. You shouldn't have followed me here.
Do you feel guilty?
Do you?
He answers her with a kiss, and an awkward situation takes a bounce towards adultery. Now, Woody Allen has dealt with adultery before, notably in his comedy Crimes and Misdemeanors, which shares quite a few plot points with Match Point, but he leavened that movie with laughs. Here, he's working with soap opera complications, grand opera emotions, and jokes that are not designed to prompt many chuckles, even when they involve Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals. For Allen, whose comic timing as a director has sometimes seemed a bit off of late, this turns out to be mostly a matter of adjusting rhythms. The dialogue in Match Point is just as smart as in most of his films, but it's delivered in ways that suggest the characters are covering up tension with wit. By the film's midpoint, there's tension enough for a Hitchcock festival.
Why have you been so cold to me?
I haven't been cold.
Yes, you have. Ever since we came back from the countryside, you've been distant, evasive.
Chris, we're going to be brother and sister-in-law.
Exactly as I pictured you.
Chris, forget it. It's over.
It's barely beginning, actually. The cast handles the switch from romance to romantic thriller deftly, with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and Scarlett Johansson playing worrisome social climbers in ways that keep you guessing. And as that errant bounce of the tennis ball suggested back at the beginning, luck plays a central role in Match Point 2, in a twist heart-stopping enough to establish that Woody Allen, a director who turned 70 years young this month, is still very much on top of his game. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.